Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to America's Third Party Radio. We are just getting started again, rounding up a lot of interest in a third party to challenge the two-party system. I'm David Sponheim. I'm running for president in 2016, and I would like to tell all of you that our nation is in serious danger of slipping into the hands of complete corruption. The two parties are completely owned by corporate America, and multinational moneyed interests are dominating our politics. If you're an average voter, you're going to want to listen to these shows. You're going to want to know more about why we need a third party and how it's going to help you get a more opportunity in college, more money to get started in a small business, or just save on your taxes. We've got a plan to get the business aspect of the government to work efficiently. And that plan can be implemented as long as we create a new wave of political honesty in government. Now, I believe that as a nation, we can get out of the situation we're in foreign countries. We don't need to engage Russia or Syria or the Ukraine. We don't need to get involved in foreign wars. We can bring our troops home and help secure our border. And these simple concepts, combined with a very progressive policy of legalization of marijuana, environmental technological innovation, and the process of creating an infrastructure bank that will help build American business and American jobs. Listen more to our radio show as we continue to break down the problems in America and find solutions.
All right. Okay, everybody. Welcome. Yeah. Okay, this is the beginning of another episode of our testing of the audio equipment. Again, this is just a test, so don't worry if you're having problems receiving the signal. It's because you may not hear me. I'm testing a new mic. The problems that we've had in the past, we've tried the tablet broadcasting, and the quality was not that good. We're still stepping up our quality. We're trying to get a better quality show, and we're hoping to do this within the next couple of weeks to reach a point where we can really appreciate the audio quality of the show. I'm not at all pleased with broadcasting through a standard mic like our first comeback show was. Last show was the tablet, and this is the external dynamic mic plugged into a laptop. So we are asking ourselves a big question right now. A lot of people are saying, oh, yeah, sure, there's a need for a third party. 58% of the population actually thinks a third party would be really good for our political system. Unfortunately, there's no translation between that idea or the popular view of the American people and the actual mainstream media bringing in a third party. They've been resistant. We've tried numerous times to send press releases. They don't want to in any way expose what we're doing, all the hard work we put in over 6 years of broadcasting. They don't want to even mention it in any major way in the mainstream media. So we're up against a huge obstacle to bridge past the blockage or the blockade, the media blockade of a third party. So our efforts are daily. Our show is 6 to 9 p.m. every night at the Vaughn Network. You can see us by the star, the ATP star, America's third party star, and just tag into our room and start chatting about politics. We are responding to as many people as we can in every show, and it makes the show kind of a mix of various issues, almost in a flying, free-flow manner. We have an organic broadcast where we integrate ideas that are brought into the show live. It could be links. They will go to the link, and we'll talk about the link. We'll actually respond to people's views on the link. And we are trying to give you a cutting-edge political forum that is interactive. Now, this is a test broadcast to see how well this microphone works. And at the end of this broadcast, I'll be looking at the audio of the clip and seeing if I'm even going to keep it. I like talking, so it's no big deal for me to talk to a microphone. I had a very lengthy discussion with myself, but no problem whatsoever. the idea of reaching out to as many people as possible to talk about politics has always been a part of our show. And if people want to call in the future, they're going to be able to call in our guest call-in number, 347-945-7043. We can't wait to start using the Blog Talk Radio platform again. We did over 200 broadcasts back in 2009, 2010, and we drifted away from Blog Talk Radio because they limit broadcasting to 30 minutes in non-primetime periods. We haven't decided to pay for the monthly fees that they want to do a full broadcast because, frankly, we can't afford to. We're building this third party on a veritable free platform across the internet so that we don't have to worry about the many problems that most political movements have had, which is running out of money. We've never allowed that to stop us from broadcasting in the past, so we're not going to let that take its toll on us now. As you know, there's a lot of things going on in the country that are not making a lot of sense to voters. If you're a former Democrat or a former Republican, you're clearly not seeing any visionaries pop up in those two parties. They don't have any new ideas. The Democrats seem to avoid discussions about why they're engaged in a war, now starting a war in Syria with Barack Obama pushing hard to move into that area, invading sovereign national territory under Bashar al-Assad. We're wondering why Obama's triggering war with Russia. Many Democrats have decided that this guy is not the guy. He said he didn't want war. He's actually a simple puppet of the New World Order. And the New World Order needs all the wars that they can keep going in order to maintain their power and their hegemonic control over the world political theater. This whole idea of starting wars everywhere started with Henry Kissinger back in the 1970s when he started discussing this concept of low-intensity conflict. Well, it came on the heels of some pretty advanced studies that were done analyzing what America would be like in a peacetime period. And the response was very, very negative for the people that were doing the studies. So they decided, well, let's not have a peacetime period. Let's just keep wars starting. Apparently, they didn't want to lose control over their monetary printing ability. So by creating wars, they're able to justify a more credit expansion. It's a pretty simple concept. But when you look at the big picture, it's led to the devastating results of many countries being ripped asunder by economic hitmen and our country being leached by all these military-industrialists that continually rob us of our credit, our future, borrowing from today to pay for tomorrow. And in the end, the result is America goes broke, yet is the arm of the monetary elitists, and we are basically analogous to kind of a poor police officer who's doing the work of the people that told him what to do. They keep the police officer poor, so he has to keep going out and doing the job every single time. He's never getting ahead, and there's a tendency for the cop to get corrupt all the time. So if you look at America as like a corrupt, poor police officer who's always looking for an extra buck, that's kind of how we've evolved. We're no longer a nation that's driven by a sense of a purpose, a long-term purpose toward peace. We're actually being used by these monetary elitists to create more and more war, to bolster up their power structure. And they're in problem. We, as a people, must begin to create a new movement that will separate from these monetary elitists. And the only way is to get away from the two parties, to separate from the corrupt cronyism of American politics, and that would be to create a third party that's dedicated to honesty and accountability. And that's what we're trying to do, and I hope you join us in the future. Do check our nightly broadcast. You could go to americasthirdparty.com and watch last night's broadcast on the main page or catch tonight's broadcast by clicking the video chat button in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. All right, thank you for listening to this trial of a laptop computer going through Skype from a remote Wi-Fi location. Take care. I hope you all have a wonderful afternoon, a great evening, and I hope America gets better. I hope we wake up in time to stop these corporate industrialists from taking our country down the tubes. Goodbye.